Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com. I remember several different instances where people have asked me questions about my beliefs, and there's been different attitudes behind it. There was one time I remember we were making a purchase, actually, and it was something that we needed for the church and for church services, and the person at the store was very quick to notice that it was for a church, and so they were asking a lot of questions, but their attitude was very aggressive and almost hostile, and it wasn't a question that was being asked, you know, out of a sincere interest to just learn something. It was to be combative and to be argumentative. And so we had to be very careful in how we answered that particular question. And there's been other times where people have asked me something and they're just curious and sincere about it. And so I've had to answer them in a particular way as well. I think we've all had different situations where people have asked us about God and His truth and something about the way we're living. And we've probably have all had those various, you know, types of attitudes. Sometimes people are really interested. Other times they're looking to pick a fight. They're looking to be argumentative about it. And it's something that we have to handle the right way. And it can be challenging. It can be definitely challenging. But thankfully, when we look into the Word of God, we get some very good principles that we can keep in mind. You know, not every situation is spelled out exactly, but we get good principles that we can look at and follow when we're answering questions that people will have for us. I'd like to start today with a passage in 1 Peter. We have a few passages to look at today, so if you do have a Bible handy and available, it'd be great to get it out so we could go through these scriptures together. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15 to begin with. It says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." So we are instructed to be ready to give an answer if someone asks us about why we have hope. People often notice when a person is living God's way, you know, they'll notice the hope that they have. They'll notice the joy, the peace of mind that a true Christian will have, usually a certain steadiness and evenness to life that, you know, people notice. It does stand out. And a lot of times people will ask about it. Now, sometimes people are asking a sincere question because they notice something and they want to know more about it, or they're curious. And there are other times where a person may not be so sincere, but they're actually just trying to cause some persecution and cause some problems. So we need God's wisdom to know how to answer questions that may come our way. How do we answer them? We need God's wisdom on this matter. First, let's consider how to answer someone who is not asking in sincere interest, someone that's trying to stir up problems. There's some instruction about this, and we see it in Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26 gives us some instruction, and these are two passages we'll look at here in Proverbs 26 that sometimes people get confused on because it can seem contradictory at first, but of course, the Bible does not contradict itself, so we need to make sure that we understand these passages correctly. Proverbs 26 and verse 4, it says, "Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like unto him." And verse 5, "Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit." So there's two different situations that are being discussed here and how they should be handled. So if somebody just reads them, they can seem contradictory at first, but let's understand what they mean because they're full of godly wisdom. We need to especially notice the last part of each verse. The last part of each verse is very important. Notice again, verse 4. It says, "Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like unto him." There's an article written about this topic, and it was written years ago under the direction of Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong, and that is the man that our correspondence course is named after, the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. But the article notes this. It says, "Don't degrade yourself by descending to his level in an argument. Don't harangue, don't bite back, don't try to argue back with someone who is obviously trying to stir contention." That's the key to verse 4 there. Don't try to argue back with someone who is obviously trying to stir contention. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like unto him. You know, if someone's trying to pick a fight, don't get into it, because then it ends up being argumentative and people say things that aren't the best. And so if somebody's not sincerely looking for an answer and they're just trying to stir up an argument, there are instances where it's better to just not even answer. Not even answer. There's an example of this in Luke 20. You could hold your place here if you'd like to in Proverbs 26, because we'll come back to it. But let's notice Jesus Christ and his example, Luke 20, and we'll read a few verses here, verses 1 through 8. It says, "And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and scribes came upon him with the elders and spoke unto him, saying, Tell us, by what authority do you these things? Or who is it that gave you this authority? And he answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say, Why then believed you him not? But if we say of men, all of the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. And Jesus said unto them, Well, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things." So here's an example where the Pharisees were not coming to learn from Jesus Christ. Rather, they were coming to argue with him. They wanted to stir up an argument. The article I quoted from earlier says, "Christ answered their question with a question. To answer their question directly would have only resulted in a verbal battle. An argument would have ensued. Christ avoided strife by not answering them according to their folly." They were asking a foolish question, and they weren't interested in learning, and so he didn't even bother to answer them directly. He just changed the topic in a way, asked them something, and it diffused it. And so these Pharisees, again, were not asking Christ a reason of the hope he had in him, right? As we read about there in 1 Peter, they were asking by what authority he was doing these things. So they were trying to stir up argument. And if Christ had told them honestly, "Well, I do it by the authority of my Father," they'd say, "Well, who is your Father?" You know, and they'd go back and forth. And of course, they always tried to get into those arguments. So there's a time there to not answer a fool according to his folly. But then there is the other verse here in Proverbs 24 and verse 6. Proverbs 24 and verse 6, it says, "Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit." So there's a time to answer a fool according to his folly. This article says, "In this case, if you don't answer his question, if you don't accept his challenge, he is going to think himself to be wise." And there's an example that Paul wrote about, and he was dealing with people claiming to be apostles of God. And he had to smash their lies to stand up for God's truth and protect God's people. You know, if he just ignored it, they would have deceived God's people. He needed to take a stand here, and he needed to answer back. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 23. You can read the full context here, but just we'll look at this passage, 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 23. He writes, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft." And he goes on and lists other things. And so he had to do this. He had to prove that he was God's apostle and that these other people were false ministers. He had to do that. Now, he wouldn't of his own just probably gone out there and told everybody what he had done. But in this case, he was standing up and showing, no, this is where God's authority is. It's with me. I am God's apostle, he was saying. And he answered them back. This article says, Paul showed the people he was their true minister. He answered and debunked the claims of these other men. So he had to do that to protect God's people. There was a time to stand up and say, okay, I'm going to answer you. Even though you're being foolish, I'm going to answer you according to your folly. I'll answer it. Because, you know, he had to protect God's people. So I think we can see there is a time and a place for each approach. Jesus Christ knew the Pharisees weren't going to learn anything, and they just wanted to argue. And so he didn't get into the argument. He didn't answer them. He did not answer a fool according to his folly. But Paul had to stand up and protect God's people. And those people, of course, were willing to learn. He had to protect them, and he had to answer a fool according to his folly, so that people didn't follow false ministers. Those are two examples of, you know, different approaches being taken depending on the situation. Now, if somebody wants to know the truth and they ask us in sincerity, then we should answer to the very best of our ability. You know, we should not try to explain God's truth to those who aren't interested. You know, we don't just go around trying to proselytize or something like that. Or, you know, if somebody's trying to be argumentative, there's a lot of times there's not even get into that. But if, you know, if someone is really interested, we have to be able to give them an answer. Doesn't mean that, you know, they'll accept it or follow it. But if they're really interested, we need to be able to give them a proper answer because they're sincerely asking. And there are some tips on how to do this. This is from an article that was written. It's at the pcg.church website. It's from 2015, and it just talks about how to give an answer if somebody's asking, you know, in all sincerity. And one point is to be brief. It says people aren't expecting or looking for an in-depth dissertation, citing chapter and verse. The more you talk, the likelier you are to make a mistake. You can look at Proverbs 10 and verse 19 for a reference. It says keep your answer short. Keep your answer short. Be brief. You know, we don't have to expound on every detail of something, but, you know, we can give them a brief answer. Another point is to be simple, because God's truth is simple. Try to express the answer in simple, understandable terms. We should also be direct. It says, don't hem and haw. Don't talk in circles. A specific question deserves a specific answer. You know, and if you're asked why you keep the Sabbath day, well, explain why you do. You know, as simply and directly as you can. Again, if someone is asking with a sincere attitude and they'd like to know, well then, you know, answer that according to the Bible and according to the Word of God. We want to be positive in our answers. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed of or to hide when we're striving to obey God. And so, you know, we should be positive in why we're obeying God, why we're striving to live by every word of God. And we should be confident in it. You know, so we should make sure we're studying to really prove God's truth so that we can be confident in giving an answer. You know, questions do come up from time to time, and God tells us that, you know, we should be ready for it. We should expect it and be prepared for it. And that's why certainly we need to be studying God's word and then praying that God will give us the help we need to really represent him in the best way possible. But we do need to be studying God's word. That's why there's so much value there to the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. That's the course that we offer on this particular program very often. It's a free course, and you can sign up for it. And it takes you through all the different, you know, doctrines, major doctrines of your Bible, so that you can have an answer when somebody asks you. And you can really speak to them and give them a good, honest answer. But again, we have to really pray that God will give us the discernment that we need. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15, again, it says, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And so we want to make sure that we discern properly if they're looking for an answer, if they're really teachable, or if they're just trying to argue, and if they're just trying to be argumentative. We have to really think about Proverbs 26, verses 4 and 5. Is it worth getting into? Is there a reason to stand up for the truth in this moment, or is it better to just let it go? You know, we need godly wisdom to really understand what to do in these different instances. So We have more that you can study about this at thetrumpet.com. Certainly, the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course is vitally important to study into and make sure you understand the truth of God. That's all the time we have for today's edition of Live by Every Word. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.